In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里分享。
I set up the table this way because I like to do as a like a Bible study.
我故意把桌子排起来，想借这个方式做一个查经。
I find out that in the Santa Monica they have studied the book of Zechariah. And last night the UCLA doing the book of Daniel.
我发现在 Santa Monica 他们那边查经撒加利亚，然后UCLA 的他们是在查考但以理书。
Every time a Friday night I come here, I like to study with you about the book of Jeremiah.
那我想就每个星期五在在这里我们晚上可以查考耶利米书。
Have you noticed that Jeremiah is quite long book, chapter 1 to chapter 52?
我不知道大家有没有发现耶利米书是蛮长的，一共有51章。
And book of Jeremiah here introduced about 12 sermons from the Jeremiah.
我们从耶利米书其实可以看到有十二篇的讲道。
That's what the chapter 2 to chapter 25.
从第二章到二十五章。
And 26 to 45, this is solely that the oracle of God, which is he prophesies from with the word of God.
那从二十六章开始就是神给耶利米的预言。
And then last 46 to 51 is a portion that God gave him a word to prophesy for the whole world.
那最后四十六章一直到节中就是神给耶利米的对整个世界的预言。
Now last chapter 52 is for information about the historical information.
那在最后一章五十二章是一个像历史的记录而已。
Yeah, Jeremiah is the we know that this he is the prophet.
我们知道耶利米他是一个先知。
Jeremiah, this meaning is God exalted.
耶利米这个名字呢的它的意义是神是得高举的。
So also God is casting throwing out. That's two meanings within his name.
那第二个意义耶利米也就是神丢出去。
Actually, Book of Jeremiah is talking about the huge amount of the messages about the judgment of God.
其实耶利米大部分都在描述神的审判。
But at the same time, God gave him a message about the about the people to bring promise of bring back to promised land.
但同时神也提说到以后将来神怎么样把神的人民带回他们的属地。
Jeremiah, we book of Jeremiah chapter 1, he mentioned that from verse 1 and 2.
在耶利米书第一章第一第二节。
This is the information about which era and what time, and then God's word came upon to him.
在这里描述神的话语是在什么时代什么时候降给耶利米的。
And chapter 1 verse 1 is the word of the Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priest who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin.
在这里第一章第一节说便雅悯地亚拿图城的祭司中希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。
If you look at the book of Joshua 21, also the you mentioned about these land which is the Anathoth. Anathoth is it belongs to Benjamin.
我们要是看约书亚记二十一章，那里有记载一个城市的名字，那亚拿图是在那个属于约书亚。
But the Hilkiah is belongs to Levites.
但希勒家呢是属于。
So he Jeremiah is born in the Anathoth, which is the territory which is territory of Jeremiah, I mean the, you know, the Benjamin.
所以因为耶利米生在亚拿图城市里面，所以他是属于便雅悯人。
But he is a Levite.
但是他却是利未人。
You mentioned about he is the son of Hilkiah.
在这里讲，他说希勒家的儿子。
Actually, Hilkiah is a very famous, famous priest.
其实希勒家是一个非常有名称的一个祭师。
Because during the time of the spiritual revival, the whole nation by the king, King Joshua. Josiah.
约书亚，当时这个时候正是约西亚。王正把整个人以色列人的宗教在复兴的时候
because he helping the contribution to the nation to revive their faith.
因为他这个王帮助整个人民的他们信仰在复兴。
Turn to second King chapter 22.
我们看一下列王记下二十二章。
Second King chapter 22 verse 8.
列王记下二十二章第八节。
Second King 22 verse 8.
列王记下第二十二章第八节。
Then is the Hilkiah the high priest say to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord.And Hilkiah gave the book to the Shaphans who read it. You find out here the name of the Hilkiah came out as a high priest.
在这里我们可以看到希勒家的名字出现，他是一个大祭司。
Actually, later Hilkiah brought this the word of God and then let the king actually read it. And let the king hear the word of God.
后来这个希勒家就把神的律法书拿到让王念。
We find out the Hilkiah is continue. If you look at verse 14, continue to help actually King Joshua.
我们可以看在这个继续这一章描述这个希勒家是如何帮助王国的。
And if you look at the chapter 23, verse 4.
二十三章的第四节。
Then the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priest of the second order, and the doorkeeper to bring out the temple of the Lord, all the vessels that were made for the Baals, and then they destroyed it. Here also the high priest Hilkiah support the king's revive of the faith of the whole nations.
所以大祭司在这里也帮助王，在他们的信心复活。的工作上面。
So the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1, mentioned about that this Jeremiah is came from as a son of the Hilkiah.
所以在耶利米书这第一章第一节就讲到，他耶利米是希勒家的儿子。
Actually, he was born in during the time of King of Manasseh.
其实他是生在马拿西的王时代。
You know that after the king Hezekiah, which is the king Hezekiah is a very good king.
我们知道Hezekiah 王他是个很好的王。
But he's the son of Manasseh time. The whole nation, the certain kingdom of Judah was really corrupted. The Manasseh really worshipped the idol and the entire nation to be corrupted at that time.
但是我们知道马拿西他的儿子却非常的败坏，拜很多的偶像，把整个的把整个以色列人的信仰都败坏了。
Which is he was born in the very dark era and then he grown up eventually.
所以就表示耶利米生在一个算以色列人他们历史非常黑暗的一段时间。
Somehow Manasseh he was 12 years old. He became a king of the nation. After successor of the king Hezekiah.
马拿西他在十二岁的时候 就接他的父亲西西家做王了。
Actually, he is the one the longest period of time he ruled over the nations.
其实在整个犹大王里面马拿西他是做王最久的时间。
Because he died on the 67 years old.
他死的时候67岁。
So he ruled over the nation for 55 years.
所以他在耶路撒冷做了王55年。
But during the time, the whole nation was truly corrupted.
但是在这一段时间，整个国家都是非常的败坏。
But since at that time, the whole nation was corrupted. God determined to the entire nation to be facing the judgment of God.
因为他们这样的败坏，所以神就定立要要将这个以色列人都交在审判之下。
Even though Josiah, King Josiah, he revived, trying to revive the nation of their faith, but God's determination of the judgment upon to the kingdom of Judah already determined at that time.
虽然约西亚王他是下决心想要恢复以色列犹大人的国王的国的他们的信仰，但是神已经定好要毁灭他们。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 23.
我们看列王记下23章。
2 Kings chapter 23 verse from 24.
列王记下23章24节开始。
24 to 27.
24到27节。
Joshua, this time what did Joshua have done? He says, more of Joshua, Joshua, I'm sorry, Josiah removed the mediums and the spiritists and teraphim and idols and all the abomination that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might confirm the word of the Lord which were written in the book of that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. 25. And before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, with all his might, according to the law of the Moses. Nowhere did any like him arise after him. Verse 26.
26.
However, the Lord did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath, with which his anger burned against the Judah, because of all the provocation with which the Manasseh had provoked him. And then verse 27, and the Lord said that I will remove the Judah also from my sight, as I have removed Israel, and I will cast off Jerusalem, this city which I have chosen, and the temple of which I said, my name shall be there. Then here, the 26 and 27, we find out even though the king Joshua did revive the nations, but yet God doesn't change his mind.
虽然约西亚神王他已经下决心要将整个国度都要恢复他们的信仰，但神已经不再改变他的心了。
So God already determined the direction of the kingdom of Judah at this time already.
所以就是神已经决定这个王度他们要走的方向了。
If you look at the Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 2, the mention about the word of God came upon to the Jeremiah.
所以在耶利米书第一章第二节说神的话临到耶利米。
This is the time of the king Joshua this time.
Josiah.
I'm sorry, Josiah.
这个就是约西亚王的时候。
This time, Jeremiah, his age, the scholars mention about 20 years old.
所以圣经专家说他大耶利米差不多二十岁。
So the most clear because of the B.C. 627 this time.
比较详细的就是在主前二十七年。
And this so because of the verse 2 mentioned about the day the day of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah, the year is a 13th year of his reign.
因为在这第二节讲得很清楚，是犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位十三年。
Josiah, when he was 8 years old, he became a king.
约西亚他是八岁的时候做王。
And then he ruled over the nation, the southern kingdom for 31 years.
他在南国地做王三十一年。
So the BC 640 to 609.
所以在主前六十到640 to 609.
So this time of it, the kingdom of Judah was greatly blessed.
那个时候，犹大国是得到很多祝福的。
Because a kingdom of Judah at the beginning, the power, the reach the from the north, Assyria, to reach to the kingdom of Judah.
那时候，亚述已经从北国降下来到南地了。
We remember during the time of King Hezekiah, at that time, Jerusalem is surrounded several times.
在
That's Assyria.
在西哈阿西Hezekiah 将亡的时候，那个时候，约书王他们已经。环绕以色列国度好几次了。
But during the time of King Josiah, King Josiah, time that the northern side of the Assyria, the power is to be drastically reduced.
所以等到是约西亚做王的时候，亚述王他们的能力已经减少了很多。
So as an era at that time, the best time that Josiah can revive the nation at that time.
所以也就是约书亚他想要复兴犹大国度的时候最好的时间。
But at the same time, the southern side of the Egyptians that the power at that time grow up at that time.
但同时间呢？在南方，埃及国度他们的势力越来越强。
So Pharaoh knew go at that time the Egyptians they brought the millions of army to brought up to the north to cross I mean this passing by the kingdom of Judah at that time.
那埃及王尼波他就开始带他的大军往北方走，就是要经过以色列。
At that time, Josiah came out and then trying to defend against Egypt.
那时候约西亚就带着兵出来面对埃及王。
But Nego at that time said, you don't have to fight with me.
那时候尼伯跟他说，你不需要出来跟我打。
Because the Egyptians never think that this small country is considered as one of them to fight.
因为埃及王根本不把这么小的一个以色列国看在眼中。
Because Egyptian wants to fight against Assyria.
因为当时埃及是想要路过以色列去跟亚述人要攻击的。
Egypt know that this is the time they can come out to destroy Assyria to gain the power of the northern side.
因为那时候埃及想要得到北部的方面那边的势力要把他们打败。
But Josiah never moved out, but stand in a challenge against the Pharaoh.
但是约西亚他不愿意转回头，一直想要跟埃及王打仗。
So he died the battle there.
结果他就在那个战场上死亡。
But after the Josiah died, Josiah died.
那在约西亚死后
，This nation is really the short period of time to corrupt it for during the 40 years.
结果就在
about 40 years, yeah.
他死之后四十年就很快的南国度就败坏了。
If you read the book of Lamentation.
要是我们看 耶利米哀歌。
Lamentation is the one that when the king Josiah died, the Jeremiah wrote that book down.
这个哀歌是在约西亚王死之后他所写的这个哀歌。
He knows that the dark era coming closer.
因为他知道这个黑暗的时间将要临到他们。
He knows that now the judgment of God's judgment upon to the kingdom of Judah.
他知道神的审判将要临到
So the, during the time of Jeremiah, this is actually time during the time of beginning with Josiah.
所以耶利米书开始的时候就是从约约西亚开始。
And then Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 3.
耶利米书第一章第三节。
Then it came about also in the day of Joiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah.Until the end of the 11th years of Zedekiah.
在这里说，从犹太王约西亚儿子约雅敬在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚儿子西底家在位的末年。
After the king of Josiah and his son Joash take over.
所以在约西亚王死之后，他的儿子约雅敬来。上位。
The only 3 months after that, he taken his kingship.
三个他只是做王三个月而已。
And then Joiakim become the king of the nation.
然后约雅敬就做王。
Joiakim is become a king, because the Egyptians, the Pharaoh, put him for the nation, the king of the nation.
他。约雅敬做王是因为埃及王把他放在那里。
Now we read Wednesday night we talk about the Daniel chapter 1.
在礼拜三我们查经讲到但以理的时候。
That was the first time that the king of the land came down to the kingdom of Judah.
那时候尼布卡尼加他是第一次来到犹大地。
That was the first exile that time. So Daniel was included there during the time of King Jehoiakim.
那是大卫犹大人他们第一次被放逐出外国外。
So、kingdom is after the King Josiah after the nation dramatically declined.
所以在约西亚王之后，他就是很快的，这个犹大王就很快的就往下坡走。
The word of God came upon to Jeremiah until he mentioned about the king of Zedekiah.
在第三节讲说，这时候就是。耶路撒冷人被掳的时候，就神的话也临到耶利米。
Zedekiah is the last king of the kingdom of Judah.
所以，西底家是犹大国度最后的一个王。
Later in the book of Jeremiah, mentioned about his life.
在耶利米书后来有提到西底家王的他的。
End of his life was turned to be a very miserable life. It turned out to be.
他最后下场非常的不好。
Because he doesn't listen to the Jeremiah.
因为他没有听从耶利米书。
He doesn't submit to the word of God. So end up he was captured, and the kingdom of Judah was facing the final days of B.C. 586.
他没有听从神的神的话，所以到最后就。整个国度就被攻击。
All his children, all his sons, all humiliated. They all killed in front of the Zedekiah.
他所有的每一个孩子都在他眼前被杀。
So this way, the kingdom of Judah was end up.
到最后，犹大国度就这样子结束了。
So the period of time is 627 to 586. It's about 40 years of time.
那个时候大概在主前627年40年 40年之长.
Actually, Jeremiah he prophesied. He brought the word of God to preach to the people to Israel for many years. Actually, yeah.
所以耶利米他在那个时候多年的跟犹太人他们传讲神的信息.
Even later on his life, the move into the Egypt.
后来他其实也搬到埃及.
Still continue to brought the word of God.
他也是仍旧传达神的信息.
So it's a whole together. The book of Jeremiah covered about 50 years of Jeremiah's his work.
所以这整本耶利米书都记载他一生的工作差不多50年.
He was born from the king of Manasseh.
所以他在马拿西王的时候 降生,
Dark Aaron.
那也就是最黑暗的一段.
And then he reached to the king Josiah, which is the time of the revived nations.
然后他经过约西亚王，就是整个王国复兴的时候.
But at the same time, he have seen that he's a witness that a nation to be fall, end up to be destroyed by the king of King Nebuchadnezzar of the Babylon.
但是他也看到整个国王国被巴比伦王所
Actually, his life have gone through a lot of difficulties.
所以表示耶利米他一生经过很多的困苦.
Because at that time, the whole world is kind of power game is back and forth at that time. Assyria and Egypt, and later on to the Babylons.
所以整个世界的势力都是不断的在改变，本来是约书亚述人，然后就移到巴比伦。
But he faithful to God until to the end.
但是耶利米他却从头到尾对神忠心。
In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4.
耶利米书第一章第四节,
Now the word of the Lord came to me and saying, Now is the word of God came upon this time.
在第四节说耶利米说耶和华的话临到我说,
This is the calling of the Jeremiah.
这也就是他蒙召的时候.
In verse 5,
第五节,
Before I formed you in the wombs, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you, and I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. This word is given to Jeremiah.
这个是神对耶利米说的话.
I think before haven't heard about the word of God.
在这之前，我想耶利米没有听过神跟他说话.
Possibly just before he served God, after following of his father, Hilkiah.
很可能呢，是当他在帮助他父亲一起服侍神的时候.
But now the word of God came upon the Jeremiah and is calling him.
但这时候神却直接的呼召他.
God mentioned that I formed you in the womb. I knew you.
神跟他说，我在未将你造在腹中的时候，我已晓得你.
God even telling him that before he was born, before he created, God already knew him.
所以神跟耶利米说，你在出生之前，我在你母胎中我就已经认识你了.
God says, I have formed you.
神跟他说，我是我将你造的.
It's Christian life. We can think about the important thing is who created us.
所以对一个基督徒来说，我们要很明白是谁造我们的.
Once we find out that we are the one created by God,
当我们晓得我们是神被神造的话,
the life is different.
我们一生就不同了.
Before maybe because our life would belongs to us. I am the king. I am the one who to load myself, to handle my life.
在之前呢，我会想我是做我自己的王。
You know, because whatever I do what I like to do.
我只要做我想要做的事情。
But once we find out where we came from,
但当我们知道我们是从何处来的时候,
we never move on my life and our life based upon the my way of where whichever my favorite way, but we choose God's favorite way.
在那之后，我们就要开始不再做我们自己想要做的事，而是要做神要我们做的事。
The most of Christianity, the when we facing the difficulties, We do not ask God, what is my life to be? How God lead our life? We can ask God first.
做一个基督徒，我们就是我们碰到任何困难，我们就要先问神，我们当如何做。
Yeah, but many times when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, yet we think that we belongs to our own.
因为很悲哀是常常我们受洗之后，我们还是照自己的意思过自己的生活。
I want to choose the things what I like to do.
我们都想要选做我们喜好的选择。
We have to remember God designed us for His purpose.
我们要记得神造我们是借着他的旨意的。
Then we have to be used for His purpose then.
我们应当照着神的旨意，他的功能而做。
Well, Isaiah chapter 43, God talked to Israel. God talked to Judah at this time.
以赛亚书43章，神跟犹大国王说。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1, God claimed that the Lord says that your creator, O Jacob.
在这时候，以赛亚书43章第一节，神说，雅各啊，创造你的神。
And he who formed you, O Israel.
以色列呀，造成你的那一位。
God talked to Israelites and says, I am the one, your creators. I am the one who formed you.
所以神在跟他的人民说，我是创造你的，我就是那个造你的。
So for your life, I guide you, I help you, I protect you.
你的一生，我都是不断的在保护你，在带领你。
So define your life a focus to glory of God.
所以你一定要将你一生来为荣耀神。
So Isaiah 43 verse 7, he proclaimed, everyone who is called by my name.
所以在以赛亚书43章第七节说，那凡称为我名下的人。
And whom I have created for my glory.
是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
Whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
是我所做成所造作的。
This is important Christian spirit.
这就是一个很重要基督徒的精神。
Once we live in this country, in this world,
当我们住在这世上，
we are engaging of the all different kind of life, in a way of life, and since there's a lot of choice also.
我们在生活上有很多选择。
We have to define the where we came from.
我们需要先首先明白我们是何处而来。
The day we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
当那一天我们受洗，奉主耶稣之名受洗。
No longer our life belongs to us.
那一日我们的生命就不再属于我们了。
We belongs to God.
我们属于神的。
That's why Paul he proclaimed that I am bound servant.
所以保罗他称呼自己是神的奴仆。
Which means my freedom is restricted by the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个意思就是我的自由是在神的控制之下。
Now from now on, I want to seeking for His way, what He asking me to do it, will I want to follow to do it.
表示从今以后，我一定要追求神要我做的事情。
The when the Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, when God calling the Jeremiah.
所以在耶利米书第一章第五节，当神呼召耶利米的时候，
And he talked to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you.
在这里，神对他说：“我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已经分你。”
This is a very similar life of the, you know, the like Jacob.
那这个跟雅各的出生很类似。
The mother Rebecca, she conceived, and she find out there's a twins within her womb.
当雅各母亲怀胎的时候，知道她怀中有双胞胎。
At that times, she kind of perplexed. What's going on in my womb?
那时候他就很困扰，为什么会这样子
？At that time, God talked to him. Talked to her.
那时候神就跟他说
，The two nations are in your womb. Chapter 25, verse 23, Book of Genesis.
在创世纪二十五章。
And he mentioned about the two nations.
这里说 你腹中有两国。
He mentioned about the, I choose the one, the younger one.
然后神跟他说 我选了小的。
They mentioned the old shall serve the younger.
将来大的要服侍小的。
God choose him.
是神所拣选的。
In Jeremiah, when God calling, called by the God, God informing him, I already assigned you for you to proclaim the word of God.
在这里神就跟耶利米说, 我已经拣选你要宣告神的话了。
Which is, there's no way you can get away with it.
那个意思就是说, 你没有办法逃走了。
But it is a blessing way.
其实这是最得福的。
And today we have to understand God calling us the same way.
我们要明白, 如今神也是这样呼召我们。
Now if you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1,
要是我们看以弗所书第一章,
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3,
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3,
以弗所书第一章第三节,
and 3 to 5,
第三到第五节。
Any volunteer, can you read up for us? Any volunteers? Kyle, can you read for us? Thank you.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame and love. 5. Having destined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ.
Once we're chosen by God, destiny is determined.
我们的目的地已经定好了。
The important thing is we have to submit to God.
最重要的就是我们要遵守神。
Once we rebel is against God's will,
要是我们反抗,
then blessing is now will be with us.
那我们就得不到这份福气了。
And actually, the facing of a lot of the hardship, actually, which is a more suffering upon in our life than.
那就是表示，就我们就会 碰到很多的困苦。
God calling the Jonah to sending to Nineveh.
当神呼召 约纳去 尼尼微。
But he doesn't want to go.
他本来
But God already determined sending him to preach to the ask the people to repent.
神要约纳去那里要 尼尼微人去反悔。
But he doesn't want to go.
他不想去。
So God brought him, forced him to bring to Nineveh.
结果神就强迫他去了。
We find out that when he was in the big fishes inside of the stomach, he really repented.
我们看到 当他自 被大鱼吞在肚子的时候, 他真忠诚心的, 反悔。
Actually, it's a blessing that our destiny is determined by God.
其实我们的, 一生之中被神已经预定好, 这是一个很大的福气。
But we should not to disobey to God.
我们不应当, 反抗神。
As long as we are used for him for his purpose.
只要我们被神, 用到,
we don't have to be pleased by people.
我们不需要讨好人。
Jeremiah, when he preached, when he proclaimed the word of God,
当约利米他在宣告神的信息的时候,
he having a hard time in his life.
他碰到很多的困难。
Most of people actually against him.
因为大多数人都是在抵抗他。
And such a, sometimes the king even, you know, toss him to the ditch and confine him. All kinds of the suffering he have gone through.
王常常把他 关在牢中或者是丢到井下。
But yet God appointed him.
但神已经拣选他了。
But the important thing is God is with him.
最重要的是神与他同在。
Because the God is with him is a promise from the beginning.
因为神一开始就
Jeremiah, we go back to chapter 1.
我们再看回耶利米书第一章
verse 8, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 8, Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, and declare the Lord. Yet God talked to him, said, Do not be afraid of them.
在这里神告诉他你不要怕他们。
When I give the word of God upon your mouth, you just speak out.
当我把话放在你口中的时候，你只要大声说。
And they say, I'll be with you.
因为我要与你同在。
The God, you just be the my instrument, then to glorify the name of God.
神说，只要你做我的器皿，我来荣耀我的名。
It is important the attitude as a Christian.
所以做一个基督徒的精神。
We already received the great blessing from God.
就是知道我们已经从神得到很大的祝福。
We are guaranteed about our status.
因为我们的身份已经得到保障。
As a royal priesthood.
因为是一个圣洁的祭司。
We are the chosen race and belongs to the nation belongs to Him.
已经被拣选的种族。
The ones that we follow the submit to God to the God's way.
只要我们跟随。神的方式
He willing to be with us
神一定与我们同在
They find out that during the time of a book of Acts
我们看我们知道在使徒行传的时
候 After the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven and Jesus sent them sent them the Holy Spirit
当耶稣基督升天之后降下圣灵
Now the gospel to be preached to the Judea, Samaria and then continue the whole world
福音就从就一直传到撒玛利亚还有世界各地
The Spirit of God continued to move them and encourage them
神的灵不断的勉励他们帮助他们
They will find out where they preach the gospel and the persecutions and the tribulation actually come upon to all the disciples
但我们看到福音不管传到哪里就逼迫跟困苦不断的跟随他们。
Each time they're facing the problems, trouble.
每一次都会碰到很多的问题。
The Spirit of God moved them.
但神的灵也感动他们。
So that they can continue to stand up to preach.
他们也愿意的不断的站起来传福音。
Actually, the persecution is helping them to shaping their faith. Actually,
其实这些逼迫呢，却给他们胆量，让不断的塑造他们。
The one after the one instance in the book of Acts，
在使徒行传有一个事件。
Actually, the Peter and the John they don't have any money, but they have the name of the Lord Jesus。
他们有一次其实手上金银一点都没有，但只有神的名。
They mentioned that I don't have a gold and silver。
他跟这个伙子说我们金银都没有
But what I have the Lord Jesus with me
但是我所有的就是基督耶稣基督的名
Then you find out that there's a lame beggar asking for help
然后他们就看到这个跛腿的乞丐
And they pull him up and he start to walk and leaping and rejoiced
他们把这个瘫痪者拉起来他站起来走路了。
At that time, the people look at it, what happens.
所以很多人看到，他们再来看发生什么事情。
But at the same time, there's a persecution that came upon to them.
但马上就有逼迫了。
And so at that time, even the numbers added about 5,000.
但最终呢，有5,000人来信。
But that time, the scribe and those Pharisees didn't like it.
那个时候法利赛人跟士祭他们都不喜欢不高兴
Acts chapter 4 verse 8 they say they are filled with the Holy Spirit
但门徒们他们却被圣灵充满
because it encouraged the Peter and the John said I'm with you
因为神勉励彼得跟这些门徒说我与你们同在
they truly preached the gospel
因为他们真的在传福音
But later on the Acts chapter 4 verse 13
那时候使徒行传第四章十三节
There was a kind of amazed because they are not educated people
人民看出他们本来是没有学问的小民。
But verse 13 says, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John.
但他们却看到彼得约但约约翰的胆量。
Because Peter and John has a courage.
因为他们非常的大胆讲话。
Such kind of the braveness is come from the Holy Spirit.
他们的胆量是从圣灵给的。
And then they understood that they were uneducated.
他们看出他们原本是没有学问的。
Untrained man, he says.
没有受过教育的。
So that's why they're surprised. They're marveling.
所以他们就非常稀奇。
But they recognize them that having been with Jesus.
可是他们也认明他们是。从来以前有跟耶稣的
They know the Lord Jesus with them
他们知道耶稣与他们同在
That's how at that time the 2000 years ago during the time of apostle they preached the gospel
这个就是2000多年前使徒们他们如何传福音
It's not somebody else the, you know, the money and the, as a manpower to help them No
那时候他们没有潜力势力来帮助他们
Spirit of God with them
只有神的灵
Because they can see the authority out of their mouth
因为大家都可以看出神的权柄在他们嘴中
Because it's power from above
因为从上面下来的力量
The book of Jeremiah chapter 1 This time is an era for the dark era came upon to the nations
所以在耶利米时代的时候这个黑暗是一个黑暗的时代
But God calling him
但神却呼召耶利米
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
我在造你母胎之前，我已认识你。
Don't you think that you are here because of God calling you?
你不觉得你今天在这里，因为神有呼召你
？Do you think you just happen to be here in the True Jesus Church?
你觉得是一个巧合，你来到真耶稣教会吗
？Because God calling us, that's why we are here.
因为神呼召你，所以我们在这里。
Before His creation.God already knew us.
在神创万物之前，神已经认识我们。
Do you think God appointed us or not?
你觉得神已经选召我们了吗？
God appointed us.
神那时候就已经选召我们。
And Jesus talked to his disciple.
耶稣也跟他的门徒说。
You did not choose me, but I choose you.
你们没有选我，而是我选了你们。
I appointed you.
是我选召你们了。
You should go and bear fruit.
所以你们要去结果子。
We are, because we, you and I, we are like a spiritual Jeremiah in a sense.
所以我们在属灵里，我们每一个人都是耶利米。
Because he promised us he will be with us.
因为神已经要与我们同在。
So Jeremiah chapter 1, God talked to Jeremiah says.
在这里，神跟耶利米说。
Do not be afraid of them.
第八节，你不要惧怕他们。
When you deliver the message, people doesn't like it. I know that.
你当你传讲这信息的时候，人们都不爱听。
But you don't have to be discouraged.
但是你不要丧胆。
Because I will deliver you.
因为我将要解脱你。
I am with you.
我将与你同在。
And also the verse 9, the book of Jeremiah 1 verse 9 says that the, he mentioned about he touched the mouth, the God that touched his mouth at And I put my words in your mouth.
第一章第九节说，神按在他的口上，然后对他说，我已将当说的话传给你了。
It reminding me that in the book of Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus talked to his disciple.
这个题让我想到马太福音第十章，当耶稣跟他的门徒说。
But whenever you preach the gospel.
在你们传福音的时候
，and then the, you, I will give you word.
我将要给你们当说的话。
You look at the Matthew chapter 10.
我们看一下马太福音第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 19 and 20.
第十章十九二十节。
But when they deliver you up, they do not become anxious about what you will speak, for it shall be given you.In that hour, what you are to speak. Verse 20. For it is not you who speak, but it is the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. The Lord Jesus encouraged us. This word for us too.
这些这两个经节也是给我们的。
If we're willing to follow the Lord.
要是我们愿意跟随主。
If we preach the gospel.
当我们传福音的时候。
He promised us he will give us a word.
神应许他将把他的话要给我们。
The Spirit of God work with you and speak with you.
神的灵将与我们同在，教导我们如何说。
Jeremiah at the beginning, he was very naive in his life.
耶利米当初的时候，他很天真。
He's a young man.
因为他很年纪。
He doesn't know how to accept this invitation from God.
他不知道如何接受这个神的呼召。
He mentioned that I'm so sad because I don't know how to speak.
他说我还是非常
because I'm a youth.
我非常年幼，我不知道如何说什么说话。
But God says, I am with you.
但神却跟他说，我将与你同在。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
I think 21st century, you and I, we are the one of Jeremiah.
我觉得在这二十一世纪，你我都是耶利米。
The 2018 is within our hands now.
现在我们已经在2018年了。
Whoever in front of us,
不管谁在我们面前
，It can be our family.
或许是我们家人
，It can be our relatives.
或许我们的亲戚
，Maybe it can be our own brother and sister.
或许我们的弟兄姐妹。
If God give us a word,
要是神给我们他的话
，encourage us, we can encourage each other.
神勉励我们，我们也同样的勉励他人。
And also we preach the gospel.
我们也能够传他的福音。
I find out that throughout the 20 years,
我想回二十年。
True Jesus Church always we dwelling in our comfort zone.
我们真耶稣教会一直在我们的舒泰区里面。
If I stand up,
要是我自己站起来
，Maybe I want to be a Jeremiah.
或许我先开始做耶利米。
If God will be with us,
神将与我同在。
God's will to be released from us.
那神的旨意也从今开始实行。
Let us preach the gospel.
让我们每一个人传福音。
Because His second coming is closer.
因为他将再临的。
You and I, we can do it.
你我都能够做到。
Because the true God is with us, Spirit of God is within us.
因为真神与我们同在，他的灵是随时陪伴我们的。
I'll continue to guide us. We can continue to study next time Book of Jeremiah after the verse 10.
愿神带领我们，我们下次继续查考耶利米书。
354。
我们唱诗三百五十四。